In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
So I have a question for you this morning. Can you think of a time recently that something surprised you in an amazement sort of way, where you were filled with wonder, where you marveled? And I'll actually take an answer or two. Just name something that filled you with wonder or made you marvel.
Okay.
All right, Doria.
After we've been praying for I don't know how long that the idea of going into a care center would be Dad's idea, he called Mike and said, "We need to talk."
Wow. That takes a lot of courage.
It doesn't.
Yes. Is there another hand I saw? Yes, Tom.
Yesterday, we were at Henry's baseball tournament, and around the sun is what's called a sun dog. It's like a rainbow around the sun. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The birth of a baby.
Birth of a baby. Oh, my gosh, yes. Having seen that three times and bald like a baby all three times. Oh, yeah, Luke.
When I went to the Uffizi, I saw the birth of Venus and the Che Guevara in the same room.
Oh. At the museum. Oh.
Almost cried.
Artwork can do that to a person. Yeah. This past Wednesday, I was driving home eastbound on Highway 64. The sun having just set behind me, ahead of me was a rainstorm, you know, in the distance. But because the rain itself was so high above the ground, it was still in sunlight, even though from my perspective, the sun had already set. So the ground was in shadow, but the rain was still illumined. And through whatever Newtonian laws of light were at play, the rain itself was lit up a fluorescent shade of pink, something I had never seen before in my life. And it lasted a good 7-ish minutes before everything turned to gray. It was amazing, in part because of how beautiful it was, and in part because I'd never seen anything of the sort. Fluorescent pink rain, but the clouds and the ground between them, gray. It's just this little window of color. So that's a few of our stories. But do you ever wonder what could amaze and surprise the Son of God? What could amaze and surprise Jesus Christ? When you first hear the question, it almost seems impossible, right? Until we remember that Jesus emptied himself of the outward divine glory when he took on human nature. And as a human being, Jesus can be surprised. In fact, twice in the Gospels, we are told that Jesus was amazed, that something surprised him, that the Son of God marveled. The first time Jesus is said to marvel is in his hometown in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus had begun preaching and healing all around Galilee, and his fame had spread, at least locally. And then Jesus makes a stop in Nazareth, his hometown. And his reception there is what you might call cool. Even though Jesus preached the beautiful gospel message and even healed a few people right in front of them, it says his former neighbors were offended. They were offended. They were like, "Who does this person think he is? He grew up here. We knew him when he was a kid. And now he's coming back all high and mighty. We're not buying it." And then it says, Jesus marveled. Jesus was surprised and amazed at their faithlessness. How could they see and hear with their own eyes and with their own ears the wonderful works of God and take offense instead of believing? And in his humanity, this shocked Jesus. He thought his hometown had more wisdom than that. The second time we're told Jesus marveled was in this morning's gospel passage. A centurion, now he's a non-Jew, does not believe in Yahweh, the God of the Israelites. He's a pagan worshiper of the Roman gods. He comes to Jesus asking for healing for a particularly beloved servant. And Jesus offers to come to the centurion's house, and this pagan worshiper says, "Not necessary. Just say the word, and I know it will be done." And we hear for the second time that Jesus marveled. Jesus is again surprised. He's amazed, this time due to a person's faith. Previously, Jesus marveled due to his neighbor's faithlessness when they had every reason to believe. Here, Jesus is amazed by the faith of this Roman who had every reason not to believe. Now, those are the two times that it's actually recorded that Jesus was surprised, that Jesus marveled. But as the Apostle John reminds us, the vast majority of all that Jesus did and taught never got written down because there's just too much. But what is written down is for our benefit. And what is written down is that Jesus allowed himself to experience surprise and wonder, whether over something good like a centurion's faith or something disappointing like his neighbor's faithlessness. So for us, part of being Christ-like then, would it not be allowing ourselves to experience surprise and wonder? For me to allow myself to marvel. And sometimes I suspect if I'm going through my week and I haven't had a sense of amazement and wonder in a while, it might not be that nothing wonderful has happened. It might be that I've stopped seeing. I mean, think of those poor saps in Nazareth who heard the life-giving words of the gospel and even saw Jesus heal several people, and there's no sense of wonder. There's no sense of wonder, just offense at who did it. All they could see was a hometown boy, and I suspect some of the older ones probably remembered the scandal that they thought surrounded his birth. They see this boy trying to make it big, and that blindness, and it was nothing short of blindness, kept them from experiencing true amazement and true wonder. Their prejudice kept them from marveling. And so perhaps it's never a bad time to ask myself, is there anything preventing me from having a sense of wonder today? Is it because I'm not sure I approve of the person God is working through? Is it because I've forgotten to see miracles in the ordinary? Is it because I run through life with a sense of been there, done that? Is it because I need fancier and fancier demonstrations like fluorescent pink rain before my wonder is kindled? For me, probably a blend of all of the above. But before the Israelites crossed the Red Sea in their exodus to freedom, Moses had everyone pause. We don't always remember this verse because it sits there surrounded by a lot of drama. But Moses tells everyone to pause and he says, stand still a minute. Stand still and see. Stand still and see. In the hustle and bustle of what's going on, pause and look. And that's not bad advice. Stand still and see. And so today I invite you to marvel again, to see even ordinary moments with a sense of wonder. You could even take a negative moment and marvel at how God will pour divine grace in the middle of it all, like Jesus in his hometown of Nazareth, like Moses being pursued by Pharaoh. How is God going to take even a negative moment and fill it with grace? And perhaps even in the 12 seconds after this sermon is done and before the next litany begins, there might be something in this very room that you have never really seen deeply before. It's a great way to get started. Try seeing something with a renewed sense of wonder, because what better time than now to marvel again at the wonderful works of God? Amen.